maybe it would be in Larry. Do you have a few things to add for your
Yeah, sure. I guess I never really paid that much attention to scales, probably to my own detriment, but it was more just by experimentation. I would kind of like play around with the tune and be like, oh, that doesn't sound good, or that note does sound good. And then after a while, you get kind of good at it, so you get more notes that sound good than don't.
Yeah, I recommend
it. But to me, it was all about the rhythm of the tune. And to like, kind of, a banjo can almost be thought of, in my opinion, as a drum. And so you can kind of like support a band in like a very, what would the word be, like percussionistic sense? I don't know if that's even a word, but we'll pretend it is. Yeah, we just made it up. Yeah, so that was always my take on it. Is I would hear, like, hit a CD and there'd be a really cool tune, and then I would go home and play with it for hours and hours and hours until my roommates complained, and then I would stop. But yeah, just recently I've become aware of scales, and it's really opened up a lot of doors for me, I think. Yeah. All right. Cool. Thanks.
Instrument, and I just got it a couple weeks ago. It's pretty slick. It's Bruca on the midstock. It doesn't have inlays because I wanted it to be cheap, but it didn't work out that way. It's kind of unique in that Mr. Bruca copper plated the hardware on it, which is pretty rare. I don't know.
It's really cool looking. That's neat.
Yeah, it's far out. And then he puts like some coating on it so your arm doesn't turn green. And then, what else is cool about this? Oh, this Renaissance head. I don't know if I'm sold on this or not. It just came with the banjo, I think, for aesthetic reasons. And so far, I really can't tell a whole lot of difference in the tone of the banjo. But that's probably, too, because I've never had a different head on it. You can get them at Greg Boyd's, gregboyd.com. Greg will love me for saying that.
I think that Remo makes them. It's that's
like
just what they're
in, like a copy of their
yeah, I think so, but it's definitely a synthetic thing. But it looks like it's almost got like some kind of fiber in it. I don't know if you can come look at it, play it, go anybody wants to.
It's brighter. It's known to be brighter than a fiber skin head. It's brighter than a fiber skin head, so it probably has less fibrosity.
Darker than a regular head.
Okay, it would be darker. Didn't you say it's darker than a regular Remo?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because the banjo itself could be warm or dark or really bright or really clear. The head has, I don't know, banjos are like owning a Honda. You like buy it and then you have to tune it up every year. And So it's there's so many factors that you can't really say, well, at least in my opinion, that you can say, like, oh, you got to get the double frosted Remo head and tune it to a G sharp, and then you can only have your action two pennies high because that's what JD had. You can say that, and a lot of people do, but I don't know if it's necessarily right or wrong. That's my rant for today, ladies and gentlemen.